This is the Weekly News Update, the only news parody podcast that Donald Trump has blocked on Twitter. I'm Corey Strode, and last night I watched history happen. Yes, that's right. Last night, I watched a neighbor's dog take a shit on his own yard. Presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump doubled down Friday and spent the entire weekend attacking a federal judge for his ethnicity and stated that U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel would be unable to judge him because he is a Mexican and should recuse himself from cases involving the scandal-plagued Trump University. Trump also kept repeating, "I'm building a wall," when asked why he thought the judge would be unfair to him during an interview on CNN. Trump also stated that he felt a Muslim judge would be biased against him, as would a woman, an African American, someone who dislikes reality TV, Democrats, Asians, Canadians, Methodists, cowboys, pizza makers, anyone who's eaten at a Taco Bell, cosplayers, people who know that a taco bowl is not actually Mexican food, poor people, people with law degrees, and anyone who has ever owned a dog. After a blistering speech by Hillary Clinton last week where she laid out the reasons why Trump is not qualified or stable enough to be president, Donald Trump called her crooked, a liar, and Hillary. Trump stated that what she said about him was not true, and the Clinton campaign, knowing what Trump's attack would be, actually sent out an annotated version of the speech, noting where all of Trump's quotes had been taken from. Trump continued to say that the quotes were all lies, he didn't say the things he had said, and wondered if Hillary was Mexican, because he's building a wall, you see, he's building a wall. Donald Trump has not won over Michigan's Republican governor, Rick Snyder. Rick Snyder told the editorial board of the Detroit News Wednesday that he would not be endorsing Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election. He said he just doesn't know if Trump would poison the water of poor people enough to be his kind of a Republican. President Barack Obama called for an expansion of Social Security benefits on Wednesday, saying the program was more necessary than ever to support an aging population. In making the announcement, Obama said, "What the hell, it's not like Congress is going to do a damn thing anyway, so why not? How about Medicare for all? Everyone who's depressed gets a kitten. All that stuff Bernie Sanders says. What the hell, let's do it, and everybody gets an ice cream cone today." In a related item, Republicans in Congress voted 23 times to cap Social Security benefits, euthanize kittens, and knock ice cream cones out of people's hands. Donald Trump's campaign released a new video on Wednesday full of testimonials from former Trump University students after court documents showed that even former employees of the school believed the program was a fraudulent scheme. The latest video from Trump's campaign features the story of three Trump University students who said they had positive experiences with the for-profit program, which promised to help ordinary people become real estate investors. Students said that the course made them feel empowered, and just as soon as they get back on their feet and pay back the loans they took out to pay for the course, which should be done in 2052, they will be huge classy moguls just like Donald Trump. Actually, a little bit of reality here. I should let people know that the video that they released, it was found that two of the three people in the video were actually employees of Donald Trump. Police say six Indiana churchgoers were hospitalized after cookies given to them by a fellow congregant after Mass later tested positive for THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana. The parishioner who brought the cookies apologized and said they were meant for his son's sixth grade birthday party. Or, the parishioner said he didn't know why the people were upset, since that is how he is able to talk to God, preferably while listening to Pink Floyd. Or, police say that they don't think they will be able to prosecute the culprit, saying they had no idea that Christ used so much weed that partaking of his body would get you stoned. Okay, the third one's my favorite. By the way, is it childish of me to laugh every time the name of the head of FIFA is mentioned? All right, if it is, I don't care. Sepp Blatter sounds like something you have to drink a lot of cranberry juice to get rid of. About 340 refugees were rescued and a search was underway after a vessel, which may have held 700 people, overturned en route from Italy to Egypt. Experts say that if they would have had a gorilla on board the boat, people in the U.S. would actually give a damn. SiriusXM Radio suspended conservative talk show host Glenn Beck this week after a recent guest on his show warned that Donald Trump poses an extinction-level threat to the country and suggested that a patriot may need to remove him from office by any means necessary. Upon his suspension, Beck said he had no idea why people were so upset, since it was a guest who said these things and not him, and if he wasn't paying attention to what his guest said, why should anybody else? He also said that remove of office didn't necessarily mean kill. It could also mean having wild bears grab him and drag him out into the street, let loose a really bad stink bomb, or hiring a mover to carry Trump out of the Oval Office after carefully wrapping him in bubble wrap. A firearms instructor urged parents to store guns in their kids' bedroom as a safety precaution during the National Rifle Association's annual meeting in Louisville, Kentucky. Just put them in the toy box next to the little people in Legos. It'll be fine, the instructor said. He also stated in the same lecture that keeping the bleach next to the milk was probably the best idea. Storing the rat killer in the baby's crib would save time, and keeping money in an actual furnace would keep burglars from finding it. FIFA's top officials, Sepp Blatter, Jerome Valacki, and Marcus Kattner awarded themselves pay raises and World Cup bonuses totaling $80 million over their last 5 years in office. Mostly because we have stopped corruption, said Sepp Blatter. See the joke I did two jokes ago. And if we hit the goals of seeing how big a raise we can reward ourselves while staying out of prison, we get yet another bonus. Presumptive nominee Donald Trump, who has blocked me on Twitter because of these jokes, slammed conservative Bill Kristol in a Tuesday press conference, saying that the neoconservative figurehead and his allies will look like fools if they announce an independent anti-Trump candidate. Kristol then announced his candidate, a writer for the National Review, who said when interviewed he was not running for president. This means that Bill Kristol, who rose to prominence by stating that either Bill or Hillary Clinton would be going to jail in a month starting in 1991, has proven that his record remains spotless in his ability to get anything right. Reporters were shocked that Donald Trump was actually right about something. They now say they will be checking future statements to see if any of them are actually factual. However, in his Tuesday press conference, Trump chastised dishonest reporters who questioned how much money he raised in a January fundraiser and how much money was donated to veterans groups. During the press conference, Trump called reporters sleazy, liars, and poopy heads because he's mature like that. Trump stated that he wanted to give money to veterans' charities anonymously after he refused to participate in a debate where one of the moderators had asked him a hard question in the debate before, and he had stated he would raise millions of dollars rather than go to the debate. Oddly, no one asked how it would be anonymous if he announced that he was raising millions of dollars before his event. Trump attacked reporters through the entire press conference, proving he is just about out of minority groups to demonize, and the ones left on his checklist are social workers, romance fiction writers, left-handed French cattle milkers, mothers against drunk Twitterers, and your moms. All your moms. Trump also stated that he gave almost $5.3 million to charities, as he had promised, but reporters discovered that he donated over $3 million of that total after it was announced that his donations were being investigated by reporters. Trump said that being investigated had nothing to do with the timing of his donations. He just was running late on things, and he was the kind of guy who delivered a term paper the night before. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid on Wednesday laid blame for Donald Trump's rise in the Republican Party on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. During an interview with Politico, Reid said that McConnell and Trump are cuddled up together and explained that he plans to tie Senate Republicans to Trump throughout the election. McConnell said that he was highly outraged at that comment and reminded reporters that he is only cuddled up together with oil companies, the Koch brothers, AM talk radio hosts, Fox News, and the rotting corpse of Richard Milhouse Nixon. Believe it or not, kids, this silliness has actual real sponsors. Our first sponsor is Graze.com. Graze gives you healthy snacks sent to your house. You can have them delivered weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, and your first box is free if you use the code CORYS3R5B. Our second sponsor is Bombas. Bombas socks are some of the best socks in the world, and remember, for every pair you buy, they donate a pair to a homeless shelter or other worthy cause. Just go to bombas.gotocloud.org/SF30. That's right. Those are our ads. Go check out our sponsors. That's the news. If you don't like it, you're probably Donald Trump, but also you can make your own. another fine podcast from Solitaire Rose Networks.
The end.